This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Senator Joe Manchin of the U.S. state of West Virginia wavered Monday on his support for President Joe Biden's sweeping $1.7 trillion domestic policy proposal. The senator saying instead, it's time to vote on a slimmer $1 trillion infrastructure package that has stalled amid talks. The moderate Democrats' announcement comes as the party wants a signal from Manchin that he will support President Biden's big package. He's one of two key holdout senators whose votes are needed to secure the deal and push it toward passage. Manchin rebuffed progressive Democrats, urging them to quit holding hostage the smaller public works bill as negotiations continue on the broader package. At a press conference at the Capitol Monday, Manchin said, enough is enough. The White House says the Biden administration is preparing to ship millions of doses of the COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 through 11, with the first shots potentially available by midweek. The Biden White House adding the nation has enough vaccine for all 28 million children in the age bracket. A special advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet to consider detailed recommendations for administering the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to younger children on Tuesday. The Food and Drug Administration already cleared the shots. Young children in the U.S. may soon be vaccinated as the world marks 5 million deaths from the disease caused by the coronavirus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the more than 5 million COVID-19 deaths was a global shame. He also said it's a reminder that much of the world is being failed by vaccine inequities. This is VOA News. Queen Elizabeth II welcomed world leaders to the UN Climate Summit COP26 in a pre-recorded video message, saying the time for words has now moved to the time for action. The 95-year-old monarch has been expected to attend the Glasgow, Scotland summit, but she had to cancel the trip after doctors said she should rest and not travel. The Queen recently underwent medical checks and spent the night at a hospital in London. In the video message, the Queen said she hoped that the conference will be one of those rare occasions where everyone will have the chance to rise above the politics of the moment and achieve true statesmanship. Somalia's delayed lower house elections began Monday in Mogadishu. Each seat in the 275-seat house will be selected by a group of 101 electoral delegates chosen by Somalia's clans. The delegates gathered in person at halls around the country to conduct the polls by secret ballot. Militant group Al-Shabaab has threatened to disrupt the vote, so each site is protected by Somali security agencies and African Union peacekeepers. Members of the Upper House of Parliament were chosen last month. The 329 Somali legislators are expected to elect the next president sometime before the end of the year. The Pentagon says it has temporarily removed from its visual information website tens of thousands of photo and video images of Afghans who supported the U.S. war effort and who might be vulnerable to retaliation by the Taliban. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said he made the decision to remove from publicly accessible Defense Department platforms starting in August during the U.S.-led evacuation all imagery that shows the faces or other identifiable features of vulnerable Afghans. Kirby said 124,000 photos and 17,000 videos were removed. He said they will be reposted later. U.S. officials have confirmed that a newly formed armed group resisting the Taliban rule in Afghanistan has registered with the Justice Department to carry out political lobbying in the United States. The confirmation came in response to claims by the anti-Taliban National Resistance Front that its international office had received authorization to officially open in America. A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department told VOA that officials are aware that an entity calling itself the National Resistance Front registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act on October 26. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.